Welcome to another episode of Bedtime Stories with Salty Vixen. Tonight's story is titled, Appetizer. Oh yes, my hands run over my body. Oh, and I let out a soft sigh. Yes, I need to ease the ache between my thighs. And I really need to touch myself. Oh, I need to come. Yes, baby. I slip one hand down and I know what to do to ease the ache. I know how to satisfy myself. And I know you know this. And the thought of you watching me. Oh, yes, baby. That has turned me on even more. The decision now is to make it quick and hard, to draw it out slowly. My fingers slide through the wetness pooling between my thighs. Yes, baby. Slick juices coat my fingers and I spread it around my clit. I moan softly. Electric waves run through me as my fingers start to circle my clit. The room has disappeared. The outside world has disappeared. Desire, need, want. It's all that I feel. Do you want to watch me masturbate, baby? Oh, I know you do. And before we get into tonight's story, I'd like to remind my listeners that in the description box below is a link to my website with a full story typed out. Tell me, how much do you want me? Oh yes, baby, let's begin. It has become a weekly affair, one cooking for the other, vying for the crown by a dazzling of the senses and a feast of fucking. Yes, he took my coat as I entered the living room. The aromas from the kitchen thick in the air, my nostrils filling with intoxicating scents. Oh yes, I could tell he had been working very hard, and I smiled as I kissed him, tasting the familiar warmth of whiskey on his lips. His hands were immediately all over me, rubbing, grabbing, kneading my flesh as his tongue pushed into my mouth. I couldn't help but laugh. Well, hello there, I giggled. I was always amazed and equally refreshed by his forwardness, and he looked at me and flashed me one of his broad grins. Well, looking like that, what else did you expect? He chuckled as his hands automatically slid under the sheer of my shirt, his palms rubbing over my stomach and against my sides. I immediately felt the well-known flush in my face, and I guess my cheeks were shimmering that familiar rose hue, a shade he seemed to summon with ease. Yes, I felt instantly hot under his touch. I have some wine for you. Grabbing my hand, he eagerly leads me into the kitchen, turning to give me a glass. His sexy brown eyes drink me in over the rim of crystal. You look good enough to eat, he declares. Oh, his gaze following the lines of my shirt, the black of my bra barely visible, my cleavage peeking through at just right angle. My gray skirt cut above the knees, soft and stretched comfortably over the small of my ass. I'm wearing a pair of my favorite black heels, picked specifically to even out the distance in her height. I look over at the shining metal pans on the stove. The gleam of silver bouncing across the black granite surfaces around the expanse of the kitchen. And my curiosity is piqued as I watch the liquid bubbling, the steam snaking towards the ceiling. So, what do we have here then? I point to the multiple pots and sip my wine, seductively and slowly. He hands me a platter adorned with an assortment of cheese, meats, and olives. He then pushes a piece of cheese into my mouth. Yes. Oh, the tang instantly hitting each taste bud. Oh, the soft, all the cheese slowly melting and swirling into butter over my tongue. Oh, yes. He points out the homemade stock bubbling slowly on the stove. The wild mushroom risotto he's already started. The thick red cuts of meat seasoned with rock, salt, and cracked pepper glazing over the grilled portobellos. He's already prepared. And I can hear the hiss of garlic roasting in the oven. He suggests I go sit on the couch and get comfortable. And I do so without thinking twice. I take my wine and sit, easing back against a cool leather, peering out through the huge panes of clear glass in front of me. The city shimmers in the dark. And I lean back and let out a sigh. You know better than that, I hear from the kitchen. I open my eyes. I'm sorry, what? Oh, you heard what I said. You know better than that. I watch him stirring the risotto, ladling the stock gently into it, his focus never changing, his sexy ass wiggling with each stir. Not once has he taken his eyes from the task to look at me, and not once has the tone in his voice changed. Take your shoes off. Oh, there's some part of him that's asking, and I do as I am told, quickly. I free my feet and tuck them underneath myself. Better. I watch him grate the cheese into the risotto and throw fresh parsley into the mix. My stomach is growling at the thought of the beautiful taste that await me. Oh, the beat of Lebanese Blonde pulses seductively in the background, and I'm taken into sensory bliss. So comfortable. It feels as though I'm melting into the soft of the cushion behind me, and I can feel the tension leaving my shoulders. The hassles of the week slowly seeping away. I'm somewhere else entirely until I hear the click of the stove turning off. I hear the movements of him freshening his drink in the kitchen. I then open my eyes to him kneeling in front of me, his drink sitting safely on the side table under the warmth of the lamp. And there's no hesitation in him when he puts his palm on each knee and slowly pushes my legs open. Oh, there's no hesitation in me when I allow him to do it and provide no resistance. And what do you have for me here? A gift, no doubt. He pushes the thin material of my thong to the side as he inspects me with a grunt of satisfaction. He removes the undergarment completely. He stops to lick his fingers before he slides one and then two into my waiting cunt. My pelvis automatically pushes forward, my body buckling towards him in raw anticipation. Yes, baby. I throw my head back and moan, parting my legs further. He licks at my clitoris. So much. Oh God, it feels good. The velvet of his tongue dragging deliberately over each moist fold. He suddenly stops, a devilish flash in his eye, just noticeable above the pink creases of my flesh. Oh, in a swoop, he reaches over and dips his fingers into the amber liquid of his drink. And seconds later, I'm on fire. I look down in shock to see the whiskey droplets slowly falling from the tips of his fingers onto my clitoris. Each time I feel the sting of the alcohol slither over my cunt, I buck, pushing my wetness further into his face. He moans as he suckles greedily. I've been thinking about you all day, wondering how I was going to take you, when I'd have your taste all over my mouth and lips and tongue and, oh yes, face. He pauses to look at me squarely in the eyes. My heart feels like it's going to explode out of my chest, and there's no way I could have even begun to imagine how exquisite you taste. And then he reaches to the right and dips his finger into his drink. Ah, the electric warmth of the whiskey hits my flesh again, facing me to gasp and grab his hair, his tongue licking over every part of me with fervor, pushing deep into my slippery heat. His left hand holds my thigh down, and every time I squirm, his fingers dig further into my flesh. He anoints my cunt a third, and a fourth time, and by the fifth round, oh yes, I'm begging and pleading while I orgasm. Oh God, I love you, I fucking love you. My flesh mashed against his face. He stands, and I am left quivering mass amongst the plush of the couch. The hiss of his pants is very audible as they snake down his muscular legs and land with a thud on the ground. And judging by the fire I see in his beautiful brown eyes, I know he is very fucking aroused, and he is going to be lost in the haze of fucking me. You're a wicked little whore, aren't you? And I know you want this. Why else would you come over dressed like that? His cock strains and bombs with each fucking word, and I can feel my whole body aching for him, aching for him to fill me completely. Yes, as if to read my mind, he pounces on me. Yes, his hands are all over me, roughly pinching at my nipples, and then quickly finding the two halves of my pounds. With a thrust open, he sends a splash of black glass buttons through the air. Oh God, I love it when he forces my blouse open. Oh, so fucking hot. He lunges into me, and his thick cock separating the wet heat between my legs. His hands roughly exposing my breasts. His mouth biting at each nipple. Yes, baby, keep doing it. His cock pushing further into me. Yes, baby, pump it. The heels of my feet dig into the sides of his ass as I arch into each one of his thrusts. It's not long before he is growling and beating his fists against the thick of the leather. He reaches forward and with a grunt rips the delicate material of my bra in two. I squeal in shock. And at that moment he withdraws his cock from me, showering me in beads of his cum all over my clothes. Yes, my breasts, my neck. He's left heaving, steadying himself against the weight of the couch until he regains his composure. God, I love when he comes all over me. Touching my cheek, I feel very wet. And then I lick my fingers. Yes, the sight, metallic taste of his cum dancing on the tip of my tongue. And he finally lifts his head to look at me. Oh yes, his gaze raking over my body. I am marked. I am his. And I see the wash of satisfaction ripple over his face. He sighs, and stands and grabs his drink and takes a triumphant swig. His cock happily pulses, still half erect. I sip daze and giggle. That was just the appetizer. I watch him take another sip of his drink and pull his pants up. His hands rake through his hair. You can freshen up in my bathroom. He reaches down to kiss my forehead, pausing for just a second, and then said, I saw a black cocktail dress today and thought of you. I couldn't resist. It's hanging on the door, and I really want to see you in it. Dinner will be ready in 20 minutes, and then it is time for dessert. He winks at me before pivoting for the kitchen to finish the yummy meal. I hope you enjoyed tonight's story. Until next time, I love these. Remember, stay horny. Oh, yeah, stay wet. Stay salty vixen. Goodbye.